Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Gianni DiGiovanni.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap in the biggest news in video games.
Take me down to Showcase City, where the games are green and the games are pretty. Devolver Direct, Ubisoft Forward, Xbox Showcase, and the PC Gaming Show, plus beloved Australian studio has shut its doors. Here is all the news for Sunday, 16th of June. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
There were heaps of gaming showcases this week with Devolver Digital, PC Gaming, Ubisoft Forward, and Xbox Games Showcase, all giving us a sneak peek to upcoming games. So we're going to recap some of the standouts.
During Devolver Digital's indie showcase, we got to see some great previews, and one that jumped out was Possessors from Heart Machine, the team behind Hyper Light Breaker. It's a gorgeous side scroller where you explore a quarantine city ripped apart by an interdimensional calamity, and that's out in 2025. We also got some local news with upcoming DLCs for fan favorite Cult of the Lamb, getting some new quests and items, and a local co-op mode with the Unholy Alliance expansion and the puzzle game Talos Principle, getting a 3 new chapters and a heaps of new changes with Road to Elysium.
Ubisoft Forward gave us some more gameplay for Star Wars Outlaws and some extended trailers, but the biggest announcement was a remake of Prince of Persia: The Sands of Time. Fans have been eagerly awaiting the news of a remake of this PS2 classic. We didn't get much in terms of gameplay, but it is planned to be released in 2026. There has apparently been quite a bit of drama in the background, with sources saying the game has had its development completely overhauled since moving teams from Ubisoft Montreal to Ubisoft Toronto, with completely new visuals, animations, mechanics for combat, and so much more. Either way, we're glad we've finally been given some new info about the game.
The PC Gaming Show also dropped an incredible lineup of up-and-comers, and here are the standouts from that. One that doesn't have a release date just yet is Screenbound. We got to see some gameplay for it this week. It's a super cool first-person puzzle game that has you navigating platforms and puzzles through a handheld Game Boy-like device that interacts with the environments. We're keen to see how this one will play out. And the RPG Citizen Sleeper is getting a sequel with Citizen Sleeper Starward Vector. You play as an escaped android, you jump on a ship, you find a crew, and you navigate across the Starward Belt. That's out in 2025. And if you're a fan of Citizen Sleeper, you can listen back to our interview with creator Gareth Damian Martin at sifter.com.au or head to Lightmap in your podcast feed.
Xbox Showcase was heaving with announcements and quite a lot of first-party games as well. A big one that stood out for me was Life is Strange Double Exposure, which brings back protagonist Max Caulfield from the original game. This one is set a number of years later, and instead of her rewind powers, she can now jump between realities, using the power to save her friend. We love the Life is Strange series and have streamed a fair bit of it too, so can't wait to jump into this one on PC and Xbox Series X and S on October 29.
Xbox also revealed a heap of first-party releases. It's been a bit of a gap for Xbox games, but now we've got long-running sci-fi shooter Gears of War, which will be back with the prequel E-Day, which is a new addition to the franchise. Doom will return with a medieval spin-off in Doom the Dark Ages, looking at the very first days of the Doom Slayer. The zombie survival series State of Decay announced its third outing. There'll be a brand new Perfect Dark game as well. And we got to see more of Obsidian's first-person fantasy game, Avowed. They all got new announcements for those games, but including some others from Activision Blizzard, including Call of Duty 6, Black Ops 6, which is coming to Game Pass, a brand new Diablo 4 expansion, Vessel of Hatred. Plus, I can't not mention Mixtape by Melbourne-based developers Beethoven and Dinosaur, who you'd know from The Artful Escape. It's a nostalgic skating game featuring real music and hanging out with your mates. It looks great, and we'll definitely be bringing you more on that, so keep an eye on all our podcasts. As always, stacks of other games were announced at these showcases, and we'll put links in the show notes. Speaking of Xbox, the ideas and rumors of a handheld device might be getting more serious after CEO Phil Spencer dropped some more hints. It's no secret that Spencer has been vying to throw his hat into the handheld ring, with him making comments of being a big fan of handhelds and liking posts on X that mention Xbox handheld consoles. Now, in a recent interview with IGN, he said, "I think we should have a handheld too." That's pretty clear to me.
This is the biggest hint we've received yet, and it sounds a bit like a confirmation that Microsoft has been working on the long-rumored handheld. He also mentioned that Microsoft is looking at a true handheld device rather than something like a PlayStation Portal. Seeing as they've just revealed more about the upgraded Xbox consoles, it may be a while before we see a handheld, but it will be interesting to see how it compares to the ROG Ally and the Steam Deck. EA and BioWare have finally shown off gameplay and details for the long-awaited sequel to Dragon Age Inquisition. Now titled Dragon Age The Veilguard, the game takes its name after the crew of heroes that will join you on your quest to stop renegade mage and maybe ancient elven god Solas. Details were revealed with the cinematic trailer at the Xbox showcase, which left a few people scratching their head over the odd tone and stylistic departure from previous games. As the people stated, it appears that the beloved character Varric has lost his chest hair and now has a beard. Sacre bleu. But there was some further gameplay that were revealed later in the week that showed off some pretty tight and fluid action RPG combat centered around teaming up with NPC party members to deliver powerful combos.
The Veilguard looks to be taking inspiration from Mass Effect 2, using a mission-based structure for its narrative, lots of branching options and choices. There'll also be a home base to hang out with and romance your companions. It's hard to say how this one will shape up, though. It's been in development for nearly 9 years, and all will hinge on whether or not the story pays off. Dragon Age: The Veilguard will come out toward the end of this year. Beloved Australian game development studio League of Geeks has announced that they're shutting down. The company shared a blog post this week titled Gone Fishing, where League of Geeks 3 co-founders Trent, Blake and Ty announced that the company will go into hibernation. They said, "Making games is hard, excruciatingly hard in these past few years, but the smart, lovely people we got to do it with, both inside League of Geeks and out, make this crazy business worth it every single day."
League of Geeks' hellish strategy game Solium Infernum will cease development, never leaving its early access period, and will receive some minor bug fixes before being shuttered later this year. Jumplay Odyssey's development will also remain in hiatus, and board game-inspired strategy game Armello will remain on life support with repeating seasonal content for those still playing.
It follows on from over half the staff at League of Geeks being made redundant, including the entire Jumplight Odyssey team in December, just before Christmas. My recommendation for you is to go back in Lightmap and have a listen to my interview with Trent Custers from earlier this year. The game had just come out. You can hear the stakes with which they were playing for, and Trent was incredibly, incredibly honest about the situation they're in. It's worth a listen.
That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
It's a good week for cozy gaming with Vampire Therapist, a narrative game by Little Bat Games, releasing on June 17. Take on the role of, well, a vampire therapist, inspired by comedies like What We Do in the Shadows and the work of Mel Brooks.
If you don't want to help vampires with their emotional baggage, have you thought about slaying them instead? Hashtag Blood is a 90s cartoon-inspired dungeon crawler that looks like the wackiest Cartoon Network could churn out. Kyle has been playing in this one, so look forward to the review on sifter.com.au this week.
The Elder Scrolls Online gets a brand new expansion, The Gold Road, out on the 18th of June. Players can head to a new region, the Westweald, and uncover a story of a brand new Daedric prince, Ithelia, and interact with brand new game mechanic scribing, which allow players to customize their skills and create new ways to play.
Speaking of fantasy worlds, how about Tavern Talk, a brand new D&D-inspired visual novel that puts you in the shoes of an innkeeper in a fantasy town? Think Coffee Talk, but you'll be making potions and cocktails for the local rogue and paladin stopping by for a drink. That's out by Gentle Troll Entertainment on Steam on June 21.
That feels like it's specifically targeting you, Fiona.
Yeah. I love that. I want to play that.
And this one that Adam and Kyle have put in for me, and I guess Chris as well, I'll read this with as enthusiasm as I can muster. Tarnished Ones, those who are maidenless, rejoice. Shadow of the Erdtree, the massive long-awaited expansion for the greatest game of all time. My personal favorite. Elden Ring releases on the 21st of June. You need to have killed the Lord of Blood himself, Moe, and touch the sweet dead hand of Mikella to transport your character to the new 40 hours of DLC content. Hop to it.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name is Gianni Di Giovanni. Thank you so much for listening.
Gianni, you got a sneak peek at Star Wars Outlaws this week, didn't you?
Yes, it was incredibly cool to get a chance to check out this game that I've been looking forward to.
It was really cool to see how this Han Solo but not Han Solo game is shaping up, and you can check out a cool short preview up on sifter.com.au or visit us on tiktok.com/sifterhq or on YouTube.
Sifter is produced by Fiona Bartholomaeus, Carl Paletto, Adam Christou, Courtney Borat, Daniel Ang and Chris Button. This episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and me. I'm Gianni Di Giovanni, Sifter's executive producer and also Sifter's walkthrough script editor and also Sifter's host. And I guess I do the taxes and put on stuff on the website and, you know, just about everything.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Slaughter Dog Sounds for composing the walkthrough theme tune and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then. Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast. Cade Franklin from Spitfire Interactive joins me to share Capes, a superhero tactics game where teaming up with your allies makes all the difference.
It's set in a world where the supervillains have defeated the superheroes 20 years ago. And since then, developing superpowers is outlawed. So as a player, you're one of the superheroes who was meant to be dead from 20 years ago is returned to the city. And he's starting to recruit a group of young superheroes to band together and fight back. I guess XCOM is the most obvious thing that people go, oh, it's a bit like XCOM. If you're familiar with Chimera Squad, XCOM Chimera Squad, it's closer to that, where there are kind of set heroes and there are missions that you go on.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on YouTube. Head to our website, sifter.com.au, or wherever you like to listen.